Infinity War Endgame or Game of Thrones Endgame? What are you more excited for? It's 2019 in preview.
You're listening to Nordy's Podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Ryan and Jim. How are you guys doing?
Super pumped.
Feel great, man.
I came in kind of hot there.
The list we put together for 2019 makes it seem like it's going to be the single greatest year in entertainment.
Yeah.
You stack everything up and then one by one they'll all disappoint. But right now it looks great on paper.
I think it's going to be the greatest year in entertainment ever.
Are you saying we're like 2019 is the Vikings of screen years?
Ooh,
like
yeah,
it's
maybe.
Teed up.
Looks great.
Teed up for a Super Bowl run, but not going to make the playoffs.
And yeah, the Saints win it again.
That might be a good analogy because 2017 was epic. Like yeah. 2017 was, especially for movies, was the best we've had in a long time. 2017
was epic. 2018 didn't have the big names. You know, like a lot of seasons were taking a year off, that type of stuff. But it ended up being very good, right? I mean, we had some sleeper hits.
Some
new stuff came
in. I think it wasn't good.
It wasn't as good.
Yeah, I think it was way down. And yeah. I think like we like things that came out because there's just always going to be good television and some good movies. But I think when we compare 2018 to other years in both television and movies, I think it's going to be a pretty weak year.
Yeah, I think so too, especially 2019 is going to kill it. And we'll get into all of it, man. We're getting into TV, movies, everything.
Yeah, and before we do, we need you guys, the listeners, to give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Northeast Podcast. Also, subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from so you can have the Northeast Podcast directly to your phone every single week. You can go back to last week. We had Craig Kilborn on our show. We had a great interview with him. So go back and listen to that. Also, we had a great sports cast this week breaking down the NFL playoffs. So go check that out as well. But we're happy to have you guys here. We're happy to be making the Northeast Podcast for you guys at least twice a week and coming to you over 50 times a year, which is pretty crazy.
That's very good.
That's pretty crazy. So, hey, here we go. We have a big beer.
I think it might be over like 100
times
a year.
Wouldn't it be more like 100?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Poor math on my part.
Well, you're a history guy, so
yeah, you don't have to worry about math.
Sorry, guys. Over 100 times a year, we're coming to you. Yeah.
As a history guy, they tell you the number. Like, yeah. In 17,
the math 15. You have to worry about is like, how many years was the 100-year war actually? Do
yeah,
you know
right.
that?
Not many.
110.
Was it?
No, I made that up. No fucking
it's,
idea.
It's like way less.
But neither did he.
When it happened.
No. Neither did he because he didn't correct you immediately.
No, exactly. I don't do U.S. history and it's also not that long. It was like much shorter.
Good to know.
Like way shorter. All right, so here we go. We're going to try a beer. It's one of the big ones. It was on like everyone's list of beers of 2019 that they were excited about. It's the latest from Surly's BC Small Batch. And they've made some cool ones. I think they made Inside the Upside Down, which is our 2018 Nordy winner for Beer of the Year. So this is a big release from Surly. I believe it's their first ever milkshake. Is that right?
No, I think they've done a milkshake on tap. I don't think they've ever released a milkshake, though.
Yeah, and so this one's called Staycation. It's their pineapple milkshake IPA. What do you guys think about it?
come on, man. Aren't you excited about this beer?
I was.
Yeah, I was too. Can is very cool.
So let's break this down.
Okay.
We don't have to go super in depth. We're used to Junkyard, Modest, Dangerous Man. Mm-hmm. Those milkshake beers, while we have no real style to compare them to because this is a relatively new space for brewing, they all kind of have this certain consistency, mouthfeel, texture to them.
Right.
This beer does not have that at all.
Yeah, it's a clear, very different. It's a clear beer. So they've added lactose, which in itself doesn't necessarily make a beer cloudy or hazy, but it's supposed to add a sweetness, right? And I do get a little of that. Like, it tastes a little bit like a pineapple candy. Do we even say the name of it? It's Staycation. Staycation Pineapple Milkshake IPA.
The cans are great.
The cans are so cool. They look a little bit like SpongeBob, you know, blue and orange and white. They're super cool. But the beer inside is, to me, it's like a little bit of a fruity IPA, more traditional. I don't really get the lactose sweetness. I would have gotten that just from the fruit added. So, I don't know. It's really weird. I don't hate it.
The fruit to me tastes like artificial pineapple too.
Yeah.
I'm not into this beer.
I know you're not, and I'm okay like with it. But the thing is, like, I wasn't the one that had to pay $18
That's the other part. That's the other part that really brings it down.
Kills me, dude. Kills me.
$18 plus tax.
This one is not worth it. Four beer. Usually we stay positive, and you know, we try these big releases, and generally they're so very good. There's like almost no way we can be negative.
Well, just the fact
isn't worth the money.
We gave another $18 beer from Surly our beer of the year because of how good it was.
And along the same series, right? I mean,
same series, same small batch, same everything, except this beer sucks.
I don't think it sucks. I don't think it sucks.
I don't think it's very good.
It should have been a $9 beer.
Yeah.
It's double the price it was worth for what it is.
And we won't say the names of these breweries, but there's a lot of breweries doing very solid average beer. And it tastes like those, okay? So
it does.
They don't, but those people don't charge $18. They charge $9 or $10.
This is like a big step down from what Surly is.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, Surly makes incredible beers. Everyone knows it. It's like almost uncool to be a fan of Surly at this point because they're so big. But they're critical to the beer scene here. They're shipped all over the country. Their small batch stuff has been awesome. I mean, they've made so many fun, cool beers. I love that they're trying new things, but this is a big letdown.
The fact that they, I'm sure they've all tried Modest, Dangerous Man, probably Junkyard to some extent, probably any other place that's making a milkshake. And then they put this out and they thought that this was acceptable considering, I don't know, their pedigree, their volume. I mean, they can hire the best brewers, the most experienced brewers. They probably have some of the most experienced brewers.
They make like a crystal clear milkshake IPA.
I don't get it.
It's pretty strange.
It's a big
miss.
And
that's what I love about the IPA or the milkshakes, right? That they're like heavy and you drink one of them and you're good. Mm-hmm. And it's just got like this, you know, what? Silky, Eric?
Yeah.
Silky mouthfeel. Nice and thick.
It's true.
And
it's true.
Some of my favorite ones are like the thickest ones that are don't have that much to do with beer even.
And you know, so. It says that it's brewed with pineapple, lactose, and vanilla bean, and I do get those flavors.
I get the vanilla. I don't get as much pineapple.
I get all of them, but all of the flavors to me are like really like artificial, sugary flavored, and I just don't really like that. So
yeah,
sorry. You make a lot of good stuff, and this just isn't one of them.
Yep, I think that's okay. All right, let's roll it out.
All right, guys, time to move on, and here we go. 2019 in preview. We're going to go over so many different things, so we're going to have to go kind of quickly. Mm-hmm. A couple of them we'll stop on a little bit longer, the ones we're the most excited about.
Yeah, and like in that same vein, we'll touch on a few just to sort of let you know this is happening, but it may not. It's not something that we're like, we already got the DVR set on.
Yeah, so. Right. Look, everything on this list, I will give it the JC3, right? Or just know for sure I'm going to watch.
I love that that's a thing now.
That's a thing, yeah. So,
because it used to be two episodes.
And look, you guys don't have to watch all this shit. I'll watch it. You listen to the podcast. I'll let you know if it's worth it. That's the beauty of it, right? I mean, we're a team here. And sometimes I know Barter's going to check out the Hulu shit, and maybe on the basis of some of this shit will convince me to get a Hulu subscription. We'll see.
It still hasn't yet.
You got Hulu. You're the Hulu Showtime guy, and I love that.
Am I the Hulu?
Those are my blind spots.
Am I the Hulu guru?
Ooh, yeah. I think so, dude.
Because I don't want to be the Showtime guru, but I'm the only one with it. For another 6 months.
No, I have Showtime. I never use it, so I should cancel it. Thanks for the reminder. All right, so here we go. We're going to start with something that came out this week, and that's True Detective Season 3.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be kind of back to what True Detective Season 1 was.
Yeah. People that are listening this may have watched it, right?
Because
it's debuting Sunday night, tonight, actually. And, reviews are good. I can't wait. So what we'll do, we're all going to watch this. And then we'll talk about it at the end of each screencast until the run is over, right? So that way, like, if you're not watching the show, you can flip it off. So can't wait for next week. We'll break it down. I'm excited. It looks great.
Hell yeah. And Mahershala Ali apparently just absolutely blows it away on screen.
He looks awesome. I think he's actually playing, like, three different, you know, time sets of himself. So I'm pretty excited about that one.
All right, next up... I'm going to step away while these guys cream their pants over The Good Place Season 3 from January 10th to the 24th.
Yeah.
It's the best network TV show, at least best network comedy in a long time.
Really, it is. It's fantastic. We've talked about it. It's back. It's good. I watched the episode on Thursday.
Even if it was horrible, we're still going to put it on the list every year that it's available just to troll Eric.
Right. It could totally fall off and we'll talk about it.
But we'll never say it out loud because he'll never know the difference.
Yep. So wait, was The Office on network television?
Yeah. On NBC.
Is it as good as The Office?
It's way better.
I think it's better. It's more clever for
sure.
Office
was groundbreaking in, at least in America, for format and style and all of that, and like the difference. And I think Steve Carell is going to have like a special place in the TV Hall of Fame for his job as Michael Scott.
For sure.
But The Good Place is completely different. It's a completely new thing. They have this weird sandbox of the afterlife where they can literally do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they figure out creative ways. Every time you feel like, oh, I'm bored with this storyline, they change it and go in a completely different direction. It's awesome.
Yep. Always unexpected.
Next up, I Am the Night, coming out late January.
So this is on TNT, and it's actually premiering on January 28th, so it's coming up.
And this one snuck up on you.
It did. Well, I mean, hey, we're talking about it a few weeks ahead of time. We didn't miss it. This might suck, but it's Patty Jenkins, right? And so she, you know, Wonder Woman, she's got all this pedigree, so she's coming to TV. And don't let the TNT thing scare you. They just paid the most for this, right? Like, everybody wanted this, and they just were like, we don't have shit, dude. We better buck up and pay.
And it's
got Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. Yeah, I think it looks cool.
It's like based on a true story. It's like sort of a 60s LA noir thing. It's like the Black Dahlia murders all tied up in it. I will give it the old JC3, and I'll let you guys know.
I'm going to watch this, I think.
Okay.
It looks cool.
It looks very cool.
And Chris Pine is like the level of celebrity that I do want to see on television.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I want everyone, but he's like a realistic get as someone who I think is pretty good.
Yeah.
And could do some really cool stuff on TV. So yeah, I think it's going to be good.
I think he respects Patty enough that's why he's doing this project. Because I think if TNT approached him and was like, hey, we got this LA Noir, he'd be like, yeah.
Like, dude, I don't have to do
TV. I'm in fucking Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But I think Patty convinced him to do it. That's got to be the through line, right?
They teamed up on it. And he looks cool. I mean, it's going to be good. I think. So, I Am the Night, kind of a stupid name. Gives me a little bit of like True Detective vibes, actually.
Ooh, gives me the what was the murder one with the guy with the foot thing?
Night of.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking of.
Similar name, too, but we'll see how it plays out.
All right.
Eczema.
Less eczema, I hope.
Next up, American Gods Season 2. I know, Barter, you love that show.
Barter, you care about this? You're a Starz guy, too, I guess, aren't you?
Yeah. So I did enjoy Season 1. It was weird. It was strange enough. Was that Bryan Singer? No. Who is the director?
Bryan Fuller, right?
Bryan Fuller. Sorry. Yeah.
Everybody go watch Hannibal. It's super underrated.
He... like made Season 1, like there's some bad acting, but overall it was cool. It's like this weird graphic novel. It's fun. The other thing is that he's out, I think, for Season 2. There's been rumblings of this horrible cast, like dysfunction. I'm out.
Yeah. You're not even going to try it?
No.
All right. Fuck it then.
I might, maybe at some point I'll watch an episode, but it's not high on my list.
It's coming out on March 10th, if anybody cares. We're trying to go in alphabetical order, chronological order,
yeah,
and not necessarily order of importance, or else we probably would have led with this next one.
You know, we could really fuck up the audience by going in alphabetical order.
Yeah, that would just be so
well,
pointless.
Here's the thing. This is probably the second biggest television event ever, I would say. Second biggest television
Royal
event.
Rumble from 98.
No, I was going to say Good Place Season 3 is probably number one. Yeah. And right after The Good Place is Game of Thrones, the final season.
Yeah.
6 episodes coming out. We just found out this week that it is coming out on April 14th. 6 episodes. We don't know how long they're going to be. And honestly, we have 6 seconds of content, even with the new trailer dropping this week, which was... no content.
Right. So like
it was just a teaser.
Yeah. But that's all we need. And they actually are to the point where they're not really willing to show any footage from the new season. So they're filming. They filmed this teaser.
Specifically.
I mean, it was dream sequence stuff. It definitely didn't happen. It was foreshadowing, whatever it was. But this was footage that they filmed to make an ad.
I just wish it would have said what it was actually saying. Like, I wish it would have just been like, we're Game of Thrones, and we're too fucking big to show you any content. So here's absolutely nothing.
So
get excited.
This anyway.
Yeah. Like, that's where we're at with them right now. I mean, they literally could do anything. They could just say, like, don't watch Game of Thrones. And, like, everyone would still be like, that was great.
Dude, they totally don't want us to watch it. We have to watch it now.
We dropped the ball. It's going to suck worse than season 5.
Like, literally, it's going to be...
Or six, dude, was bad.
If the guy from Honest Trailers, or what's it? Yeah, Honest Trailers. If he ever, like, has, like, a throat injury, you're in. Yeah.
I step up.
You're in. Yeah.
One man. One mystery.
Gone rogue.
This is going to be incredible. I think this is the event of the year.
Yeah.
It's must watch. If you haven't watched Game of Thrones yet, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you listening to our podcast?
It's the TV event of the year. When we get to the movies, we'll have to revisit on if it's the event of the year.
I just think, like, if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't watched Game of Thrones, like,
it's shocking.
We probably wouldn't be friends.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be friends.
There's nothing else.
Think anybody's listening that has.
There's nothing else on this list that comes close.
I mean, like,
in the TV
we pretty much turn our screencast into, like, a Thrones cast for, like, in this case, only 6 weeks.
And I think, like, I think that the
might be eight. Who
we
knows?
Might have to do our own separate episodes. Should we just do, like, half hour every week for those 6 weeks?
Thrones.
We'll do a Thrones cast.
Yeah.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
And here's my thing. I think that people who haven't watched Thrones are like, oh, it just would take me too long. There's too much incest.
Meanwhile, Eric's like, I love the incest.
I'm like, one, the incest is great. Two, can
best
we get
incest on TV?
Two, can we get more incest? And three, no, it's not too long. It's worth the watch.
You like it so much, you're currently doing what?
I'm rewatching the show. I think a lot of people are.
I'm in season two right now.
I'm in season two. Yeah, I'm going to make it for sure. I'm in season two. It's a blast.
Dude,
I can watch a couple of nights.
How trippy is it when you're watching? Because I went back a couple seasons ago and rewatched season one. And then tried to catch up, and then it was too much. It got too long. But how trippy is some of the season one stuff? And I know there's, like, highlights, and there's, like, the R plus L.
Let's not talk about that.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, how trippy is it to see some of the season one stuff now that you know what you know? You're like, shit, they were already, like, you know, doing the thing. So
even the pilot. Just go watch the pilot.
In the pilot. The pilot's the best. And, like, without really saying what it's talking about, in the pilot... two main characters are having a chat, and it's like the biggest twist in the whole entire show.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, weren't you mad? And he's like,
yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, they just gave a lot away.
Right? Yeah. Right. Bran gets thrown out a fucking window. It's a whole thing.
It's crazy. So, I mean, honestly, I'm rewatching it. It's the best thing on television. If I can watch it for a second time between now and then, if you haven't watched Thrones, you can easily make it happen. So
cool.
That's the biggest event of the year, in my humble opinion. Okay. Next up, we move on to The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, Season 1, Part 2.
Right. So it's back. Did you watch that Christmas thing?
I did watch the Christmas thing.
I thought it was pretty good. It actually, like, moved the plot forward.
Yeah, the whole show is really good. Yeah, I mean, it's fun is a great way to describe it. It's not, like, groundbreaking television, but it's, like, a little of everything that we like.
Yeah.
There's like, the teen aspect of it where it's, like, you could see it's, like, kind of, like, Riverdale-ish, but it's also kind of violent. It's also kind of scary. It's supernatural. It's funny. There's just something for everyone.
It's one of those, like, creative sandbox things that we talk about sometimes, right? They have magic, so they can do whatever the fuck they want. It's really fun.
It's a cool metaphor
still feels
for their,
like,
technology.
There's stakes, though. You know, people die, and they're gone, and whatever.
And the acting gets better sort of as you go.
Yeah,
right. Because a lot of times they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure out their voice of their character, or they're trying to figure out tone and all that stuff.
Yeah, and the writing for it gets better. It gets easier to act,
sure,
too.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, I'll watch that one.
Next up, Killing Eve Season 2. It's on BBC, right?
Yeah, so I don't exactly know. I think it's going to be on... Yeah, it'll be on BBC America, and then it'll be on Netflix, I think, eventually. But April 7th, so...
This is a good show.
Yeah, I know. It's really good.
What's her name? Villeneuve?
Villeneuve or something like that.
She's great.
No, that's the director.
Denis, that's Denis.
Villeneuve.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's so great.
She's one of
the
best
characters.
And it was
like left it on a super cool cliffhanger. I love that show. I wanted that to be the show of the year. We ended up with Bodyguard because you guys outranked me.
Because it was better.
Because Bodyguard was five times better.
Stop. But yeah, I'm excited for that, obviously. That's one of the bigger shows to come back this year.
All right. The number two show of the year probably is Stranger Things Season 3 coming out on the 4th of July.
We talked about it last week. We won't get into it. It's absolutely must watch. We'll be all over it.
It's going to be great. And again, the last thing I'd say about it is it's another one of those shows that has something for everyone.
Okay. I thought you were going to make a Billy shirtless joke. That's what I was
you
waiting
for. You guys
went
too far.
Because Eric's going to be like, if I could just say one thing about it, it's just like Eric needs to, or Billy needs to take his shirt off, and that'll be it.
Yeah. Stranger Things. Great. It's coming back in the summer. And honestly, I love it because there's so few sports and there's so few movies coming out at that point of the year.
Especially that time of year.
That it's going to be a needed time to get a show. Does that worry you, though?
Not at all.
That it's in the summer?
That it's coming on the 4th of July?
No.
No.
Like, fuck, we did kind of blew this one.
No.
Okay.
No, it'll be good.
No, because they had to mix it up. That, first of all, they needed more production time.
Yep.
Second of all, the Halloween thing had sort of
You don't want them to out. Just repeat everything, yeah.
And they were like, there's nothing happening in the summer. Let's own the entire summer.
Yeah.
Like,
that's all people will talk about right. for the month.
You know, Jimmy Channels uses the phrase essential. Mm-hmm. I mean, that goes without saying for Game of Thrones. I feel like Stranger Things is reaching that plateau.
It's second.
Yeah.
Second.
All right. Next up, we have What We Do in the Shadows coming out hopefully spring 2019.
Yeah. There's some of the stuff we're going to talk about doesn't have a release date. It's not like in movies where you need to like really book that and establish yourself. Wait, you know, there's a 2020 release date for movies out there right now. But yeah, so What We Do in the Shadows, this is, Taika Waititi,
mm-hmm.
you know, the New Zealand fucking legend that made Ragnarok. He's so funny.
How many times you watch that now? Like 9?
I seriously put it on all the time. I'm on halfway through my fourth viewing.
Yeah, it's great.
I just think it always cracks me up every time.
It's so
a hilarious
funny.
Movie.
Yeah.
So this guy's hilarious. And if you guys ever watched a movie, it's on HBO. It's called What We Do in the Shadows. And it's got like Jemaine Clement. And it's like, I can't remember. I think it's set in England. And they're like vampires but living in modern day, so there's just like modern day jokes. They try to use like dating apps. It's just fucking funny, really really funny. And this is the show. It's FX. You know, I love FX. They do, this is exactly the network this belongs on
for sure.
Premier people doing auteuristic whatever the fuck they want stuff, and I'll be all over this one.
Yeah.
All right, what about Watchmen?
Bart, are you excited about this?
Well, yeah, this one sort of surprised us too. Like, we kind of got we got Netflixed a little bit with this.
Yeah.
Where it just, HBO sort of tossed this in their like 2019 preview of what mm-hmm. they got coming up.
Yeah. We've seen like glimpses of footage.
Yeah. I think there was like a set photo months ago, mm-hmm. but everyone was sort of like, oh, that's just something that they're working on. We don't really know. And then they were like, no, this is coming.
Yep.
And so this is a sort of a spinoff of the movie. But it's going to be
like different characters later. Mostly.
Later in the timeline from when the movie happened, because I guess Jeremy Irons is playing
Ozymandias,
yep. but he's super old, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
it's going to be
Jeremy Irons, the guy who was
Batman's Scar. Butler in the new like Batman versus Superman,
and amongst a
he
ton
was
of
Alfred, yeah,
he's like legendary British actor guy.
Gosh, I'm way off. I thought I was thinking of Mance Rayder. Who's that guy?
Nobody knows.
Okay.
Mance Rayder. No, not that guy.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is. So anyways, yeah, this looks cool. I'm excited about it. We don't know. We don't have a date yet, but it's coming out this year. And, you know, Damon Lindelof, right? So he did The Lost shit. He did Leftovers, which I still can't decide if I enjoyed it or not, but I watched it. I got through the three
you
seasons.
You didn't like it. It was painful.
It was painful to watch, but it had a cool ending. So I enjoyed it.
And it's also in the hands of HBO.
I know.
So
it's going to be
most
big
of their
It'd
stuff
cool.
is good.
So I'm excited for this one. This is like in my top five of the year excited for.
All right. Next up, Big Little Lies season 2.
You loved the show, didn't you, Barter?
I loved the show. I don't know why they're doing another season.
I don't know either. It's supposed to be one of these things where like you tell me it's a limited series. So then I get excited. Like, damn, I'm getting a real conclusion to the story.
Tied on it.
Oh, yep. But it was a little too popular. Oh, too many people watched it. People actually want to come back. We're going to add Meryl Streep and do it again.
Yeah, and I don't hate that. I don't hate that they're adding like one of the most premier actresses
of
our
time. I
don't
really want to spoil anything, but like there was one guy that was an asshole in the movie. He died. And this is Meryl Streep's his mom looking for answers. So
shit's
like,
going to get weird.
Yeah, it's going to get interesting. They'll probably make it good. It'll be at least be funny.
At the very worst, the cast is pretty elite.
Oh, it's
wonderful. It's elite.
It's like a strong, you know, 2019 women-led show. It's going to kill it.
I'm really hoping for more of Shailene Woodley's son.
Think he's still going to have the shaved head?
Oh, he's brutal.
Oh, come on.
All right, next up, a show that I'm really excited about. So much so, I'm going to put it at the number 3 show of the year.
I can't argue with that.
I know.
And that's USA's, and that's shocking to say, USA's Mr. Robot final season. Rami Malek coming off of a big night
big
at
Golden
the
Globe
Golden
win.
Globes.
Yeah.
Shocker. But speaking of Nicole Kidman.
Like, not a very good movie won the Golden Globe drama, by the way, so weird.
Yeah, and so he's obviously pretty popular right now, and this is where he really got his start, I would consider Mr. Robot a bigger deal than Night at the Museum. And so Mr. Robot is in its final season. I think it's going to be the perfect amount of time for a really, really good show. Mm-hmm. Who's the director? Sam Esmail?
Yeah. Sam Esmail.
Yeah. So Sam Esmail, this is his first, you know, real project, and it's incredible.
It's his baby.
Yeah, yeah. He takes it. God, he works hard on this thing. So this is it, man. This is the final season. That's why it's must watch. So it's coming out in the summer. We don't have a date, but we'll be all over it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, they're done filming. They wrapped in like January or something like that.
I'm going to throw out the next two myself, Eric, just to get through them quick, if you don't mind. Broad City on Comedy Central. I really love the show. I think it's really funny. This is the last season. So that's ending. That's January 24th. And then Veep is ending as well. Another half hour comedy kind of led by females, like really funny.
It's awesome. It's the funniest.
Are you caught up?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
it's
I'm not.
The funniest.
I stopped watching two seasons ago.
Like raunchiest, most degrading.
It's that quick joke.
Awesome.
Writing.
Oh my God. You got to be sharp. Yeah. You got to be on
the
your
The best
A-game.
Jokes you like realize a few seconds later, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. When she's talking to the senator and she's like, I'm going to have the IRS come to your husband's shitty little town and crawl so far up his colon, you're going to hope the only thing they find is more cancer.
Like
those are the jokes where you're like, oh my God, that was awful and hilarious at the same time.
It's perfect. So that's it. Silicon Valley, is that also ending or is that just another season of that?
I don't know.
That's falling.
They can make that show go on forever, really.
So, all right. I'll hand it back to Eric. We'll keep rolling here.
All right. Mindhunter season 2. Do we know if it's the same story or is this a brand new one?
No, it's a continuation. Yeah. Same dudes. I couldn't get through it. I thought it was too boring myself.
So the one guy who was the, I forget, it's the serial killer who...
The big dude?
Yep.
I can't remember either.
I can't remember his name. No, not the big dude, but there was a guy that was... anyway, I'm butchering this. I should have been more prepared. Sorry. No, not Bundy. But anyway, he was sort of like this little side plot where he was scouting out places and he was like a air conditioning repairman or whatever. Mm-hmm. And nothing really came to fruition.
Oh, that's taken center stage.
And so he's going to be probably more front and center in season 2.
The show should work. I'm not going to watch it.
Next up, Taboo season 2.
Oh, Eric, really how like excited it. Are you?
I'm excited. Tom Hardy's great. I think everyone likes Tom Hardy. He's in need of kind of a hit. I feel like his star is fading a little
bit
here.
Venom actually made a ton of money, and they're making a sequel. So,
and whatever Christopher Nolan's next project is,
we'll
he'll
have
be
him
in.
Featured. Yeah. So he's all right, but yeah,
I like season 1.
I think that this is one of those shows that season 2 can be better than season 1.
Season 2 should be better than season 1. It's going to be really fun. There was so much politics with the
East India Trading Company
in the first one. This one, I think, will take place in the Americas, and I think it's going to be a lot of interaction with Native Americans and fur traders, and it's going to be really fun. I think this is going to be a better version of the show, and I think they're going to learn from some of their mistakes, and it's going to be... more like the season finale than some of those middle episodes.
Did you guys see The Revenant?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Ah, man. I have such a good theory.
Oh, he's going to meet?
Because of this.
They're going to run into each other or something?
No.
Fellow beaver trappers?
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So Tom Hardy is the guy that leaves Leo for dead in
right.
The Revenant, right? That's all
you think
in
it's
the trailer.
Same character?
No, but I'm just saying like the theory could be like, what if that's how he got there, right? He was like a black magic dude. He looked into the fireplace and covered himself in ash and was like, dude, Leo's bad news. We got to get rid of this fucking guy. And that's how he ended up in Northern Alaska.
Okay. I like it.
It could be.
I like it. I'm not against it.
Same time frame. Anyway, dumb theory. Moving on.
Next up, we have Rick and Morty season 4.
Yeah, we don't have time. Obviously, we're psyched about it. Barter's now on board. It's going to be great. I'll watch it night of every time.
I still go back and watch some episodes from time to time.
They're great.
Just because they're
no
incredible.
Reason to think quality is going to dip. They're just super consistent. So can't wait.
Yep. All right. Next up, we have Fargo season 4.
This may or may not happen. And if it does, it will be late 2019. I think some things are written, But Noah Hawley is super busy. He's doing a ton of things. So we'll see. I love Fargo. I think that they can bounce back a little bit. Season 2 is my favorite. Season 3 is my least favorite of the three so far. We'll see what they do.
Yeah, I think FX wants this a lot more than Noah Hawley has time for.
That's actually a pretty good theory. But he has it written, at least, is from what I've heard. So they'll start filming, and we'll see what we get.
All right, next up we have Catch 22.
Brand new thing, right? So we always get to sprinkle in some stuff as long as people are exciting about it, or excited people are working on it. George Clooney doing something for Hulu. So Catch 22, I don't know if you guys have read that book. It's a wonderful book, by the way.
I haven't, but I've read it when really I was good, like in
fifth grade. It's cool. So he's producing, directing, and starring in a limited series. It's like the Joseph Heller book, right? It should be pretty cool. Kyle Chandler, Hugh Laurie. There's no reason to think it's not going to be pretty damn good essential TV, right?
But for the fact that it's on Hulu.
I know. So, and but
outside of Handmaid's Tale.
If it's that good, man, yeah. Barter, this is going to be on you now. Don't fuck this up.
Well, I told you guys how good Handmaid's Tale is, and neither one of you are like going to pop for the $7 for 1 month.
Well, maybe this would be the difference, right?
Actually, you get a free month. You could literally watch it for free.
I've considered that, but I'm just waiting on the
timing. By making a fake email address.
For them to get like a second big show, and I can watch them both.
The Stephen King one.
That wasn't very good, from what I heard.
But you still didn't watch it. No. You didn't give it to JC3. That was big enough that you could have.
I know, so, I should have.
But anyway, especially when you had the free pizza rolls.
I bought the pizza rolls.
You bought the pizza rolls specifically to get to Hulu.
I ate the pizza rolls, though. They were excellent.
Oh, God. Pizza rolls are so underrated. Disappoint.
Hulu, jury's out.
All right, next up, Ratched.
All right, so this is a new one, too. Netflix.
You're going to have to fill us in on this one, man.
So, did you guys ever watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, that movie with not De Niro, Jack Nicholson back in the day?
No.
He's like it's a wonderful movie. He's like an insane asylum patient, and the main nurse, like his biggest enemy, is like this joyless woman named Nurse Ratched. And he's horrible to her, and she's kind of a sad character. So Ryan Murphy, who always works with Sarah Paulson, is doing stuff for Netflix now, right? They kind of stole him away from FX, where he did American Horror Story and, you know, the OJ thing and all this stuff. The guy's
very talented.
Really, really talented. He tends to do stuff that's really over the top, and sometimes I don't like it. But this is a big deal. I will watch it. I will give it the try, and we'll see what we get. But it's, you know, sort of like a prequel based on this character and how she got so cranky. I don't fucking know.
I'm gonna try it for new stuff, though. That sounds more appealing than most.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Next up, we have The End of the Fucking World Season 2.
Yeah, I loved it. It's gonna be on BBC and then Netflix. I'll watch it on Netflix.
Pass.
You guys didn't like it?
Didn't
watch half
it.
Hour British it was okay. Comedy. Kind of teen stuff,
and Eric
but like
is
dark,
pretend,
and
I watched
very dark
it.
And
Eric's
moody
pretend
and
British. Violent. It's like he didn't like it.
I know.
What I watched hell? Some of it. It was a little violent.
It's very violent. It's sexual. It's violent. It's funny. It's weird. It's quirky and dark. And it's like Juno, but with like killing.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
I like it.
Star Wars: The Mandalorian.
Well, it's coming, isn't it? That's all I can say coming. About it. It's gonna be on Disney streaming, which we probably won't get unless critics really like this, in which case I'll buck up and get the month or something and try it.
How much did they pay for the Star Wars universe?
I believe it was $4 billion.
$4 billion.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think that
they've
it
already
was
made
worth
their
it?
Money back almost? Fuck yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Because they're not making that great of things.
No, they're really fucking it up, I think.
They're kind of making it worse.
I think they're making it worse.
Like, I want to be excited.
Well, they're not making it worse, but at the very like apex of this, it's just slightly better than George Lucas.
It would kind of be...
But just to finish my thought, when you're expecting... Like, Disney bought it, and your expectations are... I mean, absolutely through the roof. They have unlimited resources. Mm-hmm. They have unlimited access. They brought in J.J. Abrams, who is a big-name director with a big-name production company with big-name special effects. And then they just sort of laid an egg.
Yeah.
Other than, in my opinion, Rogue One, which was the best one of all the movies, I think, so far. Yeah. But anyway.
So here's my take on it. It's like if Amazon right now bought Harry Potter for like $5 billion.
Or they bought Lord of the Rings.
So they bought Harry Potter, and they were going to reboot Harry Potter, right? And the first movie is called like, whatever, Harry Potter and the something. And in this movie, this is what happens. I'm going to give you the plot real quickly of the Amazon Harry Potter. There's Perfect. A girl. She's young, and she lives with her aunt and uncle, and they're abusive, and she lives under the stairs, and she does kind of weird things. And then someone comes and tells her she's a wizard.
Right.
And then she goes to Hogwarts, and then when she's there, she meets some friends, and then they have to like go through these like obstacles, and then they stop the villains, and no one believed them the whole time. And that was the first movie.
So it's...
That's what they fucking genders. Did. They literally just switched genders and just remade the original Star Wars movie. And we were like, that was pretty good. Like, that was what they did.
It reminded me of something, but it was very good, yeah.
It was like the same movie, and that was one of the best things that they did.
That was the better one. Looking back now, it bugs the fuck out of me that it is the same movie, but it's entertaining.
It's entertaining.
It was good. It's the same movie.
It was like a 2016 version of the exact same movie that everyone loved.
Yep.
And so to me, like, that was the best thing they did. So
that
the
was Mandalorian, like peak creativity.
Oof, I don't know. The Mandalorian.
It might suck, dude.
It might be bad.
All right.
All right. This is one I'm super pumped for.
Yes.
I can't wait for this one. This is Dark Season 2. My guess is that the English overdub will be much better this time.
Yeah, I might actually listen to the English overdub. I'll try it.
I think they're going to nail
it. There was a big debate between you guys on what's the best subtitle guy to watch Dark.
I went the overdub because if I subtitle a show, I have to like pay such attention to it.
Which you should, because that's the show. You need to pay ultimate attention. Yeah. And they had the name reinforcement. You kept seeing the written names.
Yes.
And it helped because, oh my God, this is the most complicated show I've ever tried to watch. And I loved it.
It's really complicated. It's a great show. It was one of my favorite shows. I think I actually voted for it for the 2016 Nordy.
I think we tried to give it. It was late, right? We had just finished watching it. And so we were kind of like,
recency
bias? Exactly. In the end, looking back, no, it wasn't a bias. It was just a great show.
I love the show. I'm really excited about it. It's definitely, it's like darker, less funny, less happy Stranger Things in German. And so to me, I really like
it's
that.
It's a tough sell, isn't it?
It I'm is
like,
a tough
I'm
sell.
I'm trying to put myself in the position of a listener right now and be like, I'm never going to watch this.
Yeah, it's like, it's also way more complex of a story than Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, God,
like it's, I mean, it's convoluted as all get out.
Oh, it's time travel.
Yeah.
It's just the most complicated thing you can try to do in storytelling, and they like lean in hard.
They got to a crossroads here at the end of season one, and that makes me feel like season two is going to be either awesome or horrible.
Yeah.
So let us give you the JC3.
Yeah.
On Dark Season 2 before you watch it, but it should be great.
It's season in my top one, five, right?
Season Most 1 was awesome.
Yep.
Next up, we have The Witcher. This is big. It's on Amazon?
Netflix, of course. Henry Cavill.
Couldn't care less.
We know it's a thing. It's a, you know, a book. It became a video game. Became a
Henry,
show on
Henry
Netflix.
Cavill.
God, if it's anything like the video game, it's going to be
like...
I
think it's probably going to be like really bad, you
It's going to be like, go into the lake and find this plant, and then you'll...
It's going to be stupid.
It's going to be fucking
dumb. You've
heard
your spiel on how you didn't like that game.
All right, next up, His Dark Materials.
This is my most anticipated new show. So this is like the Pullman novels, you know, like Amber Spyglass and Subtle Knife and...
The Compass. The
Golden Compass, yep. All that shit.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
And... Dude, it's got James McAvoy, Lin-Manuel Miranda, you know, some other like British actors. It's a BBC show that HBO, when it was like in production, was like, we want in, and they bought in so they could air it at the same time as BBC, and they pumped a bunch of money into it. So I am super excited. I love those books. We have not gotten a good adaptation because we got that movie that was bad. So I am I'm all in on this one.
Yeah, we don't know or have seen anything about it.
Nothing.
Looks awesome.
Yep.
All right, next up, The Handmaid's Tale.
Season three. Barter? Season two, step back or step forward? You thought that there was season three the other day, by the way. You're like, I thought that was season three.
Well, because the seasons are very long. They're like 12 episodes at an hour. Because Hulu really has nothing else going on
right. Other
than the other new show that we talked about. But I'm very excited for season three. Season two had a step forward, then a step back, and then a big step forward.
Okay.
So, very excited.
All right. Now, next up, we have...
Last up, right?
Legion, yeah. Season three.
I mean, we stopped watching in season two, so I don't even know if we should get into it.
I'd have to hear such great things.
It's back on track.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't go back to watch season two. I would just have to, like, catch up with season three.
Even if it says it's back on track and like, oh, it's back to season one, I'm still gonna be like,
season one
don't think
was
so.
All potential and never that good either.
Don't think so. Yeah. Never really lived up to it for me.
I know.
Unfortunately. And I think that's just the reality of all of the things that we've listed. Unless Legion is absolutely elite, I'm not gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, the thing is like this is the whole year's worth, so like there's a chance I watch every fucking single one of those shows. It wouldn't surprise
me. Did you finish Legion?
No.
Okay. No. I didn't either.
So I probably won't watch
it. I think I got through like five episodes.
Big year for TV. Everything that's like...
Very big.
There's some new stuff coming, which we listed. It's exciting. But like all the big shows are back. They're all having a season this year.
Everyone's back. Yeah. All the shows that I think of as the big shows are coming.
Yep.
Let's move on to some movies. First up, I think the
this
one
we... This is going to be also in chronological order.
Yeah. I think we need to talk about... Is it called Glass?
Yeah, that came out. It's not well reviewed.
It isn't?
No.
It's supposed to be bad.
It's at like 35% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's supposed to be pretty bad.
Okay.
It doesn't surprise me all that much. I was holding out hope, but...
Next up,
I liked Unbreakable a lot.
They said it wasn't as good as Unbreakable, and it was like slightly better than The Happening.
Oh, my God.
Oof,
okay,
yeah.
The Happening is unwatchable. So,
all right, next up we have Alita, the Battle Angel, or Alita, Battle Angel.
Yeah. This movie doesn't look that good, but it's a new kind of concept,
yeah.
Right? With sort of the partially animated person doing stuff with non-animated humans. So it looks kind of cool in that regard, but this
cool.
is not something I'm going to see.
I mean, it's Robert Rodriguez directed. He doesn't have a great history, in my opinion. You know, it's James Cameron produced. He wanted to direct it and like couldn't because he's doing Avatar 15 right now. But
I think he just when they say like he produced, it's like he just funded a little bit of money.
Probably.
An
probably.
Investor.
So I mean, it's supposed
less.
To be a passion project of his. But February 14th, that's coming out. I think there's a chance it's decent. It's going to be, for me, like a Netflix level. Like when it's free. Watch when it's free.
Absolutely.
It looks so stupid.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad.
Next up, Captain Marvel, coming out early March, March 8th. What do you guys think?
We'll be there. We got our tickets secured, man.
Tickets are already purchased.
I mean, I feel like we're already bought the whiskey.
March
we're ready
8th.
To go. Yeah. Got our double whiskey.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Spots.
12:15, same seats.
12:15, perfect time.
Perfect time.
We're all going to Hawaii. When are you guys leaving to go to Hawaii?
March 14th is when I leave.
Yeah, so we're good to go.
We're fine. This is the week before, Eric.
Okay.
I can't wait for Hawaii.
Listen,
live pods,
I know you're nervous about the whole thing, but trust me.
You have second
like,
thoughts about the weather?
We're on the dates, buddy. I wouldn't be trying to go to... First of all,
cannot go to a movie for 2 weeks
all,
before my wedding,
not only
guys.
That.
What if you get distracted and you don't make the flight?
We didn't tell them where we bought our tickets for. We could have very easily bought our tickets for a Hawaiian theater
Ooh.
If we were there. So
no, you don't go inside.
I was just
Hawaii.
Saying, why would I do that?
All right, next up we have Us, the latest in Jordan Peele's... new scary genre of...
For me, this won't be a theater movie, but I'm excited to see what the reviews come in as. I hope he repeated the magic.
I doubt it.
You don't think it's going to be very good?
No.
I loved the trailer. I thought the trailer was like way creepier. I think this one will be a lot scarier than Get Out was. To me, Get Out was not scary. It was just sort of like a kind of a think piece, I guess.
I think it'll be less psychological like Get Out was.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was more of a... There's these things in my head that I've been wanting to write about racism, mm-hmm. and I'm going to display it in this kind of cool, but it's not really going to get weird until the end.
Yeah.
This is going to be weird from the jump.
Yeah.
Like,
looks,
okay.
I love the
trailer. They're going to get to the beach.
Like, I got chills multiple times. I got weirded out.
They're going to get to the beach. They're going to have dinner. They're all going to go to bed, and then shit's going to go off the rails.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have like 20 minutes of peaceful movie time, and then it's just going to be bizarre from there
on
out.
Looks very classic horror to me. I'm excited.
Next up, we have Shazam. It's like a funny, probably should have been played by Ryan Reynolds, but he obviously already had a character.
God, he would have been so... You're absolutely right. Wow.
Superhero movie from DC.
He couldn't do like his fourth superhero at this point.
Yeah. To me...
Hard pass.
It looks
really?
Like it's going to be bad.
I think that it's actually going to get pretty good reviews. I think it's going to have... like an 85 or 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No way.
I think that it will be entertaining. My kids want to see it, so I might end up seeing it. Because we went to Spider-Verse, which was fucking incredible, by the way, for all ages.
Sure.
Great movie.
And they saw that. They're like, that looks funny, Dad. I want to see that. I'm like, okay, well, we can maybe make that happen.
Next one, is it Pet Sematary?
Yeah. You guys excited? You like horror movies? I don't know.
Most horror movies are bad.
That's so true.
I saw the original Pet Sematary.
That's a great movie. when like
I was like 10,
they like go into the room like and the kid was like sick and then he died, but then he's alive and it's like a girl, but it was like played by a guy, so it just threw you off. That whole scene is just horrible.
Well, like when the mom,
like in the bedroom,
the mom walks back from the cemetery and their eye is hanging out. Ooh, and yeah,
good shit. She got hit by the truck or whatever, didn't she? So, Pet Cemetery, man.
Hard pass.
Okay, cool. Me too.
Are you going to watch that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Probably. Okay.
Yeah. I'll watch everything, man.
All right. Next up, we have what happens when Hopper goes into the Upside Down? He becomes Hellboy.
Is it Captain Jim Hopper? What's his title? Sergeant? Hop. He's Captain, right? Isn't he Captain Hopper?
I think he's Sheriff.
Sheriff Hopper.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's now Hellboy.
There ain't no local police.
Talk about remakes. This is another one. They're bringing it back. Guillermo del Toro did it. They're doing it again. The trailer looks like pretty good. It looks pretty fun.
It looks decent.
For me, it's another wait till it's free.
Yeah. Agreed.
And then this next one is probably wait for it's free,
this
too.
This is a little indie pick.
Indie flick.
Superhero movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one is just like, I think it's going to be done. We haven't seen too much of it, but I think it's going to be done just like that movie that was like filmed first person about the superhero kids.
Mm-hmm.
What was that one called?
Chronicle, I believe.
Chronicle. I think it's filmed just like Chronicle.
Yeah.
It's called Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
It's the end of the... the recent, you know, decade of Marvel movies.
It's been like 15 years, man. It's crazy.
This is going to be the biggest movie, I think, of all time.
Maybe.
I think it's at least going to push for that.
I don't think it's going to be even close. Like worldwide box office, I think this is going to blow the doors off everything.
Yeah.
I think so too. Isn't it crazy? Game of Thrones is ending at the same time, same year. I mean, within months.
Within months.
Within months of each other of the biggest motion picture like series.
It makes me feel like what is there to look forward to in life?
I know.
Like it's gonna get depressing.
We might do like an August seppuku.
Yeah, so
the pod is ending as well.
We'll do it together.
We're hanging it up.
Yeah,
we'll do it live. Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Avengers Endgame is gonna be so huge.
End of April.
It's got
April 26, man. We'll be there for that one, too.
We'll be talking about that a little bit. A
little bit. You'll hear about it.
All the stars. I mean, this is going to be huge. I think the big question is what you were teasing earlier. What's bigger? Is it Endgame or is it Game of Thrones?
So,
a single event.
When you guys said 15 years of Marvel movies have led up to this, that feels a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
However, George Martin's books have been around a lot longer than that.
Right.
Now, we're never going to get the final two. To the book readers, Jim, I'm sorry, you lost the bet you lost the bet in August.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it might not even be this August before. Like, you might lose the bet by a full year.
I don't think it's coming out in
2019, yeah. So, I feel like Endgame has bigger fake stakes, right? Because it's all kind of weird. But I feel like Game of Thrones has more, like, everyone watches Game of Thrones. Not everyone watches Marvel. So
to me, I do think the biggest event, single event of the year is Endgame, right? It's just going to be like, that weekend will be owned forever by this, right?
I think that, biggest event
I'm
of the year is...
I'm more excited for Game of Thrones. I guess 6 weeks finale of just fucking wild roller coaster rides. I'll be over here. Eric will be eating some delicious Totino's pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Where's our sponsorship money on that
one?
Yeah,
come on, Totino's.
And yeah, dude, it's gonna be great. So both things are wonderful.
Oh man, I want pizza rolls.
Me too.
And I'm gonna be like a little bit depressed.
I'm gonna be emotional.
I'm gonna be like, my dopamine is gonna be so depleted, and somehow it's not like being recreated during this time. I'll just be sad and bummed out.
All right, next up, Ryan Reynolds isn't in Shazam, but he is in Detective Pikachu, the Pokemon movie.
May 10th.
In my mind, it looks like such a piece of shit.
No, it's
in reality, it looks like it's going to be
the trailer
a
was
blast.
Like really, really good.
It looks great. The trailer was incredible.
Yeah. I will not.
I mean, incredible
see
is kind
it
of a
theaters.
Stretch.
I may rent it if it gets really good reviews. So for me, this is borderline rent.
Unless it gets terrible reviews, I'll rent it.
Yeah. We'll rent it at the same time.
It needs bad reviews for me not to.
Oh, wow.
It looks like fun.
Okay.
John Wick 3.
Don't care.
Do you want to care?
No.
Okay.
I couldn't get through John Wick 2 and it was free. I thought it was boring. It's like, oh, I've seen this before, haven't I?
All right, what about Aladdin?
God,
oh, man.
Bad,
oh, yeah. So here's the thing.
May 24th on this one, by the way.
We were very excited, and then we weren't excited. And then we were kind of excited, and then they showed the picture of Will Smith on Entertainment Weekly, and we got the explanation of, like, that's just his, like, street attire, but he's going to be blue most of the time. But it's still also Will Smith playing the genie. So some of the photos I've seen look kind of hokey.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Lion King
we'll
is going to be...
a full trailer. You know, we've had the teaser that was just like a remake.
A diamond in the rough. Ooh, that was I feel like Lion King is going... As of right now, Lion King looks like it's going to be 50 times better than Aladdin.
Have you heard who's voicing Iago?
Is it Gilbert? Is Gilbert back?
I wish it was Barter.
I know. As we long campaigned
as,
for you, but
as long as
happen.
Gilbert Gottfried is back.
He's not.
It should be good.
He's not. So that sucks. Let's keep moving.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And this all next right. one sucks, and the next one sucks.
Next one, we'll
make,
Godzilla.
Let's make quick work of some of these.
Godzilla, quick. King of Monsters. I literally don't give a fuck.
Don't care.
The trailer looks so dumb, and the monsters are so slow, and they're so big. It looks so stupid.
I found out something, because I was like, literally, if this happened in real life, the U.S. military, along with militaries from all around the world, would send 1,000 missiles at Godzilla at one time, and they would turn him into little chunks of Godzilla all across the land. And someone
they
was
don't
like,
even need they don't even need 1,000. They need like 2 to hit him in the head.
Yeah, and someone and was like, "Oh yeah, well he has an electromagnetic shield around him." I was like, already fucking
that?
Dumb.
I hate that person. Yeah. I hope I know him.
We would have scientists that would say, "Okay, how do we get rid of the electromagnetic shield?" And they're like, "Oh,
hit him just, in the dick." Full power
just
to the
like
dick.
How about just dump a thing of water on him?
You just drop a bag of flour on him, and then it's like gone, and then you can shoot him with all the missiles. Like we have smart enough people that would be like, oh, this is an easy problem to solve.
Yeah, exactly.
And the funny thing is, some of the smartest people in the world in Japan, and they invented the stupid thing. They invented it, and they thought that they didn't have enough faith that they could solve this problem their own.
It's going to be a bad
movie. I'm out.
All right, we're
out. Next up, X-Men Dark Phoenix.
It's going to be horrible, isn't it?
It's going to be horrible. June 7th.
They moved this way out. We were already have supposed to seen this
we
last
saw,
year, right?
We saw the trailer. Remember Sansa went on Kimmel and was like, here's the new trailer. Boom. They showed a bunch of footage and mm-hmm. they were like, actually, that didn't test very well. So we're going to push it out like a year.
And they did a bunch of reshoots. This is supposed to be the last. There's that New Mutants movie, which I don't even think is on this list.
I think they shelved that. No, it's coming out.
It's coming out.
It's going to come in the summer.
This is going to be, I think it's going to be really bad.
It's going to be bad.
So, but this is the last Fox thing, right? I mean,
X-Men Apocalypse was unwatchable.
It was so bad. And so I don't know what happened to this franchise. This looks bad. Their suits look so fucking stupid in the trailer. I can't believe how cheesy it looks.
And no offense, I don't think Sophie Turner's...
She's a bad actress.
Hey, but let's be serious. Let's be serious. It's going to be really, really, really exciting when the next phase of Marvel is all of their space people. But their Earth people are going to be the X-Men.
Yep.
And you're going to get new Wolverine, new Gambit, new Storm, new Cyclops, everyone new. And
Kevin
they're
Feige
do their...
sort of kind of half-handed like alluded to that.
Yeah,
like
they're going to take their time with it. They said they're not going to try to bring it in until, you know, deep into the next phase, 2022 or something. But, dude, I can't wait.
But at least you know it's in good hands at this point.
All right, guys, next up, we have Men in Black International. The trailer would look really fun.
This should be a pretty big movie. June 14th?
I'm in on this.
Is this a theater for you? For me, this is more of a renter level, if it's good, right?
I'm a teacher. I don't work in the summer. There's a good chance I see it in theaters.
Okay.
I wouldn't if it came out in a different part of the year.
Right.
I'm into it. Looks like fun. Toy Story 4 comes out.
To me, that's probably not a theaters movie unless my kids, I want to go with them.
You're for sure going to see this with your kids.
Yeah, probably. I just don't think they should have made it. This is June 21st, by the way. I don't think they should have made it. Toy Story 3 is a wonderful movie, and it ended perfectly. Like, wrapped it all up.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't care as much as I should.
Here comes one of my most anticipated movies of the
year. Spider-Man Far From Home. This one's going to be a blast. I absolutely love, what's his name, Tom Holland.
Wonderful.
He's incredible.
Best Spider-Man ever.
He's by far the best Spider-Man we've ever seen. He's going to be an absolute blast in this movie. Can't wait to see where this character goes, especially since we're getting it post-Endgame.
Correct.
It should be a lot of fun to kind of see.
Post both, technically.
To see like the new direction of Marvel here. Mm-hmm. And I believe this is the first movie after.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get a new direction with new characters. All of the things that happened in Endgame, will be playing out here, and it should let them kind of reboot a little bit.
Yeah. And Gyllenhaal playing sort of the one of the bad guys.
Mysterio.
And I'm sure there's going to be other secrets that we don't know about.
Right. I haven't seen much from this movie at all.
And they've done
a couple set photos or whatever.
I'm going to guess we'll see a trailer for it like shortly after Endgame is
Super Bowl
is done.
Or something yeah. in there.
No. Yeah. February? Think so? Maybe it'll come with Captain Marvel. Maybe they'll have some sort of Spider-Man trailer with that.
All right, next up, The Lion King.
I alluded to it.
Now we're getting into, where's Lion King? When's it coming out? July. So now we're into July, and all big movies come out in the, you know, late spring, early summer, and then it starts to drop off. So we're like well past our halfway point on our list of movies. Lion King, this movie's going to be big. I think it's going to be great. Everything Aladdin isn't. We skipped Dumbo. They have three live-action movies Disney has coming out. So this, to me, looks like the most promising of the three.
Yep.
Give us the next one.
Yeah. So Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino doesn't make that many movies. He makes them about every 2 or 3 years. This one, to me, looks really fun. July 26th on this one. Quentin Tarantino directing Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Al Pacino, Lena Dunham, somehow, and Bruce Dern. So, dude, it's like a big Manson Hollywood murder thing. It's going to be crazy.
It's the first movie.
It's so brutal. I don't even know if people are going to be able to get through without puking, dude.
Leo.
That's my worry.
Yeah.
I would be so excited. I would be so excited about this movie if I didn't think it was going to be disturbingly gory.
It will be, and I'm excited for it because I think it'll be just wild.
First movie Leo's done since The Revenant, actually.
Yeah. So he
call back to earlier, yeah.
I think this is going to be unwatchably gory. Margot Robbie and Sharon Tate.
I think at times.
Yeah.
Like, because when he uses the blood packs,
yeah,
he uses a lot
so
of them.
Silly that it's almost like comic cartoony, right?
Like in The Hateful Eight when they were like throwing up.
Yeah,
it was
a laugh.
Well, it was like Family Guy when they drank the Ipecac to try to see who would not throw up first or whatever. And then it just turned into this like 10-minute scene of them just vomiting. Like I feel like
Django when he like shoots the woman and she like blasts out of the room with like a, you know, explosion of blood. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Next up, New Mutants, and that's all we're going to say about it.
Okay.
August 2nd. Fucking terrible. Yeah. Next up, we have It Chapter 2.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this one.
I think it will be.
It's a theater movie.
I think it might be better than the first one.
I'm seeing it in the theater. I can't
wait. Even though in the book, like, all the coolest and strongest and most memorable scenes do happen when they're kids. So we'll see. But it'll be great.
The cast is cool. They're going to up the ante.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I can't wait. September 6th, that's probably a theater for me.
So that's a theater. And now this is the part of the year where you start to get into like wild cards, you start to get into flyers, mm-hmm. right? This is where they're like, okay, nothing else is really coming out at this time, so we're going to take something, we're going to throw it at the wall, and we're going to hope to God it sticks, because moviegoers are very fickle, and sometimes everyone's like
everybody's
drawn
at
to
the
this
theater or nobody's at the theater
or not. Yep. So that's where we're at this point in time. So
next up, we have Joker.
I'm really excited for this. Somehow, I've convinced myself that this is going to be like one of the coolest comic book movies ever. And I could be totally wrong. I would say like the money should still be on the side of this being a bad movie.
I think the money should be on it being good. Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor. Mm-hmm. You know he's going to go all in on this Joker character.
Yeah.
And even if the script is bad, he's going to be so good, it will at least rescue it to a degree. It won't be bad.
I'm excited.
So two things that this has going for it. One of your criteria is always like lead actor, writer, director. Todd Phillips did Logan, did a really good job. Didn't he do Logan? No.
That was James Mangold, but
he did
the Hangover movies, and he's done comedies. He did a dark movie.
What was the series? Sorry, I screwed up what he had done. But anyway, like Eric said, Joaquin Phoenix is phenomenal, and he'll carry it to the nth degree. And also, the last Joker performance was Jared Leto, who was fucking awful.
He'll be back.
That he can't.
Oh, we're gonna see a bunch of him still, but yeah,
sure. But I feel like everyone's gonna look at this and be like, "Now that's what the Joker should be," right? So I think this has a chance to be decent.
I think it's gonna be good. I'm excited for it.
Next up, we have Zombieland 2.
Yeah,
I want it to be cool. I think it's gonna be bad.
We don't need it.
This is a free movie for me.
Yeah.
We'll see.
They
this is the same with this next one, by the way.
The first one was so like magical and wonderful, mm-hmm. like just from a fun, silly perspective. They don't need to make this, but they did anyway.
Next up is Kingsman 3. Honestly, Kingsman is so desperately in need of a good writer.
Yeah.
The movies look cool. The acting is fun. Everything looks fun. The story is so bad.
The action is filmed amazing. I mean, it's over the top and silly, but it's just fun to watch.
There's a lot of fun in the movies.
Everything
even
in between is garbage.
I even liked Kingsman 2. I even enjoyed watching it.
But the movie, shocked at how bad that was.
But the movie was... The story of the movie was so bad.
Yeah.
And like while I was watching it, I was like, I'm having fun, but this is a really bad story. They're in desperate need of just a new writer. I hope that's what they get. They probably won't.
So yeah, November 15th. We're getting towards the end of the year, guys. We only have like three left here. This is a quick one. I'm going to run through this myself. So this is Knives Out. So Rian Johnson, loved him for Looper, maybe hated him for Last Jedi, but this is like an indie thing that he's gotten some money to do because now he's like a big deal, right? So Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Lakeith Stanfield, amazing as Darius, right?
Yep.
In Atlanta. Michael Shannon, love him. Toni Collette, Christopher Plummer. So crazy cast.
Humongous cast.
It's like this movie they're trying to keep really close to the vest, and it's like a mystery whodunit. I think it has potential to be a very cool, fun movie. Maybe not a theater movie, but like a renter.
No, they've been talking about this one for a while because I think the studio is trying to hype up who's in it. Obviously, Rian Johnson, his star is still relatively high now and maybe going higher, and this might be a chance to springboard him to the next level.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, next up we have The Irishman.
So Martin Scorsese is producing and directing a movie for Netflix. So everyone thinks this is going to be the one where they finally make a good movie. Netflix does. I guess people liked Roma. I can't watch it. It's too boring. But yeah, I mean, it's got Scorsese directing, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel. It's super expensive. It's going to be long. There's multiple, like everybody's aged down because there's multiple time periods. So it was crazy expensive. So the hype on this movie is like instant Oscar everything. So we'll see. This is maybe the year of Netflix. Well, last year was also the year of Netflix, but I'm excited for this one. There's no release date yet.
All right, and finally, Star Wars Episode 9.
It's a good place to end it. It's December 20th.
It's the last big movie of the year. It's a good bookend for the year, yeah.
It is. Back to Christmas time slots for Star Wars movies.
It just
Barter, always, you're the Star Wars guy, man.
It
Are
makes
you excited
me,
for this movie or
it
not?
It makes me think that they, for whatever reason, were purposely... tinfoil hat me has like lots of feelers going off of like what they did to Solo. Because they fired the directors. They put it in May right after Infinity War. And they were like, oh, yeah, sorry. We know the soundtrack was really good. We didn't actually submit it to the Oscar nominations. Like everything that Disney and Lucasfilm shouldn't be, they did the opposite of, right, to this movie for whatever reason. And then they expect us to like just show up for Episode 9. Like, no, we brought JJ back. Like, well, didn't he... Like, as we alluded to earlier, didn't he just kind of redo A New Hope? And they're like, yeah, but this is new and shiny and Rey and we got toys and BB-8. And 2 years ago, I was more excited for the finale of this trilogy than I've ever been for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just sort of like...
I'm almost dreading it.
Do I even want tickets? Well, like that, I know we'll watch it because there's nothing else at that point in time, but... I feel like
we would go if there was a lot going on. I mean,
no, but you know what I mean? Where
it's
I'm
the
like
end of the Skywalker era. I mean, it's a big movie, a huge movie.
It's essential. I just don't feel like it's going to be that good.
I don't know. Yeah, me too. I can't believe it, but
we're I also to don't the point care.
Where we turned on the
like,
whole
I
whole
care.
Thing.
No.
I care.
Do you care what happens to Rey?
Yeah.
Yes.
I care what happens to Rey.
Do you care what happens
to
Finn?
No. I care
do
what happens to Kylo and
Do you
Rey
care
and
what
no
happens
else?
To Poe Dameron?
No.
Do you care what happens to BB-8?
No.
Do you care what happens to anybody Strong. Else
no.
besides
Rey and Kylo?
And I almost kind of don't care about Kylo.
Like no, he's great.
But listen, if they don't visit the Knights of Ren, I really don't care about Kylo.
Kylo has more of a cool story than Darth Vader ever did.
I know. Well,
until they like built an entire
until they gave him a story.
Yeah, they were like, "Oh, he has no story. He's really fucking boring," and we just pretended he's really important. And then they were like, "What if we write three whole movies to make him seem important?" I like Kylo.
Fair barter. I know you're giving incredulous looks, but Eric's got a point here.
Kylo is like a deep character, and he is like conflicted in what he's doing. And his whole thing is he thinks he's supposed to be evil, and he wants to be evil, but he also is worried that he himself is not naturally that way.
Yeah.
It's the most
millennial take that you want, like, this whiny emo guy, where Darth Vader was like, they had like all this military presence in a room, and they're like, oh, we should do this and this. And Vader's like, you need to shut the fuck up. I'm going to choke you. And they're like,
Darth Vader, what do you want to do? And he's like, I don't even know. I just want to be destructive.
No. He was the head of the military arm. Like, he was like, as far as like the SS goes, like, if you're going to do those comparisons, he was the guy that was out doing the bidding of the Emperor.
Yeah.
He was his like general.
Is it like a Nazi allegory or what?
Kind of. Everything is, in that regard.
So I'm team Kylo. I think he's great.
You know what Darth Vader would have done to Kylo?
We'll see.
He would have chopped him in 35 pieces.
Yeah, maybe in movie one, but I don't think by movie three, I don't think he would. I think Kylo is going to be insanely powerful, and it's going to be fun. So I do care. I'm excited about it. I like
lost to a girl in a lightsaber fight.
Yeah, after he got shot in the stomach.
Barter. We're progressive. Just because we're all white dudes here doesn't mean we can't support the females.
Well, we can't do three white dudes with beards anymore because you shaved it off.
Yeah, I do have a mustache.
I like it.
But it's like a weekend mustache. I'll be back to beard soon.
I like that look. All right, guys. That's what's coming up in 2019.
Wait for our Star Wars debate coming November 2019.
Dude, that's really the
I just want to skip summer. Event. I want to skip summer and all the good weather just so we can debate.
I can't wait.
I don't.
Dude, it's going to be a fun year. It's going to be a fun year for the pod. I hope everyone listening right now continues to listen.
Lots of
I know
big
new
things.
People will join in. That's been the trend. So yeah, let's just have a good year, you guys.
We got lots to watch. Like, just going through that list, and I know I'm not going to get to all of it. You're going to get to most of it, Jimmy Channels. But I feel like there's a lot of cool things to be excited about. There's a lot of new things to be semi excited about that will be kind of fun. And then there's a lot of huge movies.
Yep, big time.
Should be a lot of fun. So thanks for listening to the Nordies podcast. Go back, check out our sportscast from earlier this week. We talk NFL playoffs. Go back to last week where we talked to Craig Kilborn. Listen to that interview.
We're going to be plugging the hell out of that thing for a long time.
Yeah, really great guest, Minnesota's own Craig Kilborn. So go check that out. But otherwise, have a great week. The Nordies podcast will be back with you guys next week. Take care.